in Parshas Vayikra, Bemis Vayikra is a hemshich. It's a direct hemshich of the previous parshas. If you would put it into context, you would say you have the parasha of building the Mishkan, putting it together, the Akamas HaMishkan, and now we have the Karvas Karbonis. There's not any real mitzad the teichin. It's a hemshich. It should be a hemshich. So over here we have Hakadama Vayikol Moshe Vaydabashem Elav Moel Moed Leima, and Rashi's Mayrechi Chazal that all of the inyanim here are they relate to the tzura of the dibur that was always there for every single dibur Dvar Hashem, and some it's hard to understand. Let's say it would be by Har Sinai. So by Har Sinai, we'd say we need a Hakdama to tell me that this is the way in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe. After Har Sinai, Lamashal, by Mishpatim, we'd have a Hakdama to tell me how HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe. But Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tzivui to Moshe, Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzias of Diburim, we already have that. That's already there. And it's not a new, it's a new sefer, but it's not, it's smack in the middle. There was, Hilchos Beis HaBechira was all of Shmois, and there was full of Tzivuyim, and Hilchos Karbonis, I mean, Avodah in the Rambam is one sefer. So the right way of putting it would be one Hemshech. And yet over here, the Pasuk interjects with the Vayikra Moshe to tell me all sorts of inyanim about the Dibur to Moshe and so on and so forth. That is a nekuda that we have to be aiming on. Secondly, the what is the Vayikra Moshe? It says that the whole Dibur Chol Amiris, there was a Kriya, which is Lashon Chiba, but Nevi'o Mesoilam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Nigdalem, B'Lashon HaRoi, V'Tumah Shnema Vayikra El Kimel Bilom. So, I'd like to understand what is the nekuda of difference. In other words, in which nekuda is the difference of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way in which he related to Nevi'o Mesoilam, the way in which he related to Moshe Rabbeinu. In other words, if the Mikra means that it only happened a few times and not often, then you don't need the Pasuk. It would be Moshe Rabbeinu HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke all the time. Nevi Yisrael was Kiflayim Kiyotzi Mitzrayim, and Nevi Mesoilam is Bilam once in a while, and so on. Rashi is madgish that the difference lies in the Vayikra versus the Vayikra, and obviously, like all inyanim, the difference is not. We have to find the difference mitzad the mekabel, not only mitzad the mashpia. That's that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose to speak to Moshe b'lashon chiba, and to Bilam b'lashon mikra, obviously is going to be an afkemina between Moshe and Bilam rather than HaKadosh Baruch Hu's whims, this or that or the other one. I want to look at two or three of the points, the nekudas that Rashi is pointing out in the difference between Moshe Rabbeinu and not the difference of Moshe Rabbeinu, but the klal of all the Diburim. In Vayikra, we have the klal of the Dvar Hashem to Moshe. So we have that there was a Kriya. We have HaKoil Hoylech Umagia LeOznov V'chol Yisrael LeShemin, that the Koil goes to those, it went to his Aznaim, V'chol Yisrael LeShemin. And which Rashi later explains, the koil was also nifsak, didn't go out of El Moyed. I would think because the koil is namuch, tamlam esak koil, mawa koil, and so on. So there's a hadgosha here that the koil specifically landed, stopped at Moshe in the El Moyed. So a second yichud of the koil of Hashem to Moshe is that it was only to Moshe and it stopped and go out of the Ol Moed. A third nekuda Rashi points out, Rashi says, Yochel af lafsokis ha'isakriya, tam loimer yedaba ledibo isakriya lo lafsokis. I would think that there was a kriya for hafsokis, kamashman af hafsokis, there was no kriya. So yes, which is very, very hard to understand I mean, what does that mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu would say, Moshe, let's take a break. What was the nekuda here? Why would I think Melon Dibur? You start with a preface. He calls Moshe. Hafsak is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mafsik. So he says, Erkasha Maya Hafsak is Meshamshos. Litin Rebach Le Moshe is Beinu Pasha Pashmi Yelinyan. This is a pedagogical klal that a person can't just keep talking. The other person has to sit and think about it, so on and so forth. Is there chshivus to tell me that in the Dvar Hashem to Moshe Rabbeinu, in the core dibur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu, and we're talking about every single dibur of Hashem to Moshe, that he took a little break to breathe, and there was no kriya. Very, very hard to understand what it says over here. There's Chazal over here. Chazal say, Reb Tanchuma Pasach, Yesh Zohar V'Rav Pninim, there is gold and there's pearls, Ukli Yoker Sifsei Das, and a kli that's valuable is das. B'noyik sheboilom odom yesh zov v'chesev avon toivus v'magolius v'chol kli chem sheboilom v'toiv v'das einboy. If a person has wealth and doesn't have any seichel, makni yesh loy das kanisa machasart and so on. That is one hesbe. So one hesbe is that sifsi das are more valuable than zov and pninim. Good. Yesh zov, a second pshat. Hakoy levi nidvosim lemishkan zov. Hadorich siv v'zoyis hatruma. V'raf pninim, zoyis nidvosim shal nesiyim. So you had klayos on nesiyim giving different things for the mishkan. Dechsiv v'nesiyim eviyu. Ukli yokos sifsi das. Lefi shehoysa nafshe shal moysha aguma olav. V'oma, hakoy levi nidvosim lemishkan loy v'esi. He said, you know, everybody brought in the mishkan, I didn't bring anything. Speaking to you, I like better than anything else. So the balance between the two is very unclear. We're talking about giving up something for the Mishkan. Every single person came along, gave in a dova, zov, and kesef, and pninim, and avni choshen, and so on and so forth. That was everybody's hakrava, mesiras nefesh, giving something for it. Moshe Rabbeinu was chol shadaito. He didn't give anything. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, was menachem him that what? That my talking to you is more chaviv than their zov, pninim. But that's not changing the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't contribute anything. If his Chol Shadas was that they contributed something, then let's say there's a mesiba, everybody is working and helping, this person does this, or that. Another person, it feels bad, he's not doing anything, he's not helping. So the host tells him, you know, I like having you as a guest anyway. I mean, it's not an answer. The Chalishas Hadas was that there was no mice in the sinner from Moshe Rabbeinu. The answer is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu enjoys talking to him. So, I mean, it's a question of he's trying to make him feel good with something else. He has to answer the Shaila. Everyone, it says there was Nidra slave, and everyone gave, and everyone... It was as a hakrov of sorts, and here he tells him mikol kara dibur el lemoisha, and that's why it's chavala. That is the kudus over here that we have to try to understand. Let's talk a little bit about the inyan. Also, a point we spoke about before. That the das over here, it says that the Moshe Rabbeinu's das is that he didn't enter into the Beis HaMikdash, into the Mishkan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu called him. So I'd like to try to explain the Nekud over here and understand it in the what the Nekud over here is. When we think of another Engaiva, In the world of Anova and Engaiva, we think of it expresses itself in different ifanim. A person who is mizgoya talks about himself. A person who is mizgoya demands kavod, demands people do what he says, v'chulu v'chulu. And an anav does not demand that. You know, it's our perception of the difference between gaiva and anava is that it's a question of demands, if a person demands a lot for himself or not. There is a much finer inyan where anava and gaiva express themselves. When a person in a relationship of zocha nekeva l'mashal, the only way you can have a relationship is where you have a mashpia and a mekabel. If both people are mekablim or both people are mashpiyim, there's no relationship. I mean, we can get along. But there's no kesher built where both of them are looking to be mashpia or both looking to be mekabel. Two zchorim or two nekevis don't have a real kesher. Kadosh Baruch Hu is mitzad the bria, mitzad the yisoid of the bria, that the only way you have a real kesher is a mashpia and a mekabel. The avoda, we think that the avoda starts with the mashpia. Mashpia's machlit. To be mashpia. The truth is, the yisayid starts with the nekeva. The ve'el of chukosech, if there's no makom, the avoda of the mekabel is that he decides that he's lacking something, and he's shtelling zechtzu to the other person. When Chazal go through the inyanim of Tov Lameisav Tandu and so on, that by the inyan by Nekeva of Nesuin is much, much stronger. Taiva is stronger by men. It's Eile Shuk Shol Zaynis, like it says. But Mitzad Nesuin, it's more by an Isha, because the Mitzias of an Isha is that she's a Chaseira, and B'meila, in the hair of being a Chaser, the need for the other person is great. In the world of Maisa, there is a limited amount of exchange. I give and I take objects. I'm a Shpia Ches on you, I'm a Nitzrach, I'm an Oni, I'm an Osher, and so on. That is a world of Idolama Maisa, of Mashpia Mekabel that exists. That translated itself into the world of the Mishkan. In the Mishkan, the mitzias of Karbonis, the whole Seder Ha'olam, the whole Seder Avoda, was where Klal Yisrael would come in giving up of themselves. Wherever you give up of yourself, there's an indication that you're a chasa, that you need something. I am giving the Karbonis to be Mala Rotzen Lefanecha, and B'meila, all the hakravis came with a certain bakasha. So just like when I come in with money to buy something, I'm a chaser. When I come with karbonis, I'm trying to be ma'or nachazurach. So just like if I come with a present to somebody whose kirv I desire, whose rots and toiv I desire, I'm trying to be ma'or with a matana. So when I come to somebody and bring him a matana, if I come with teiras osher giving tzedakah, then certainly that's a mashpia. If I come with Torah being mefaya somebody, being meratza somebody, then I'm the oni who stels himself avek as a nitzrach. So karbonis is miloshin kirva and miloshin akrova, and it's hainuhach. I come and I request kapara. I come and I request some sort of rotzen. So I am putting myself as a waiting for some sort of hashba. That is the world of Karbanis. In a certain sense, that's a chitzonius tikka matziv. I come to somebody and I need him for something, like the more al menashe tadabi l'shiltoin, so I'm miratza the person, and I get a certain service from the person. So it is that type of mahalach, but it's in the world of maisa. there's a deeper chelik that's nogea in the etzem, the person, and that is and that is the world of shmiya. Chazal say that the place in a human's in the human face, the place in the elyonim of a person that is doime to, in other words, to what an akev is to a zacher in the world of guf, the hole in the oznayim are to the person in the world of nefesh. In other words, it says that this is, it's the most affected and dangerous, potentially vulnerable area are the ears, because they're open. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a person the kovim. The ear is a place where something comes in. It's where a person is megala that I'm a chaser, and b'meila l'moshel, the enayim have a certain hashpah. Nosim b'eino v'nase gal shatzomis. Enayim, I am imposing my sense of things on the world. This is the way I see it. That's so it's a tfisa, I take in a certain amount, but it's a tfisa al menas lishtalit. It's a tfisa that allows me to dominate. I look around, I take my measure of it, and I have a tfisa on what's happening, and anayim as a koyach of ayin ra, of nosim ba'einav, and so on. Oznayim, when a person is looking at something, nosim ba'einav is a metzias of pa'ula. Hat oznecha is a pa'ula of to be koyfe yo'ezen, ka'afacheses, is a pa'ula of kabbalah. When a person is listening, it's the pshat that he is a makabel. It goes on many dagas. If a person is stam not interested in something, he stam doesn't listen, he stam tunes out. But even on a much deeper oifen, when a person feels that he knows nothing and he's learning from somebody else something, he's desperately trying to figure out what the other person means. If the person, l'moshel, is a critic of some sort, I hold myself to be accomplished, and I'm now listening to review and to comment on what you're saying. So then I'm taking whatever you're saying and putting it into my framework of understandings. I take my musagim, I take my opinions, and I put your diburim into that. So in the world of shmiya, on a panimistic level, you have a shmiya where a person has no self and is kuloi batel, and then you have where I'm listening, but I already have a preconceived ideas and so on. In the world of shmiya itself, you have a avchana of being a kli kibul for something or not. Another facet of that same inyan is something called hakara. It says das, there's a lashon b'Midbar Rabba, that das is somebody that's makir as boro. Hakara, when I say to be makir, means as follows: if I understand something, it's me. I understand it exactly well. I have it all figured out. It's my havana and my tfis of something. When I'm makir something, means I recognize it as its own metzias. Just like when I recognize Reuven, doesn't mean I understand or know Reuven, but I know this is Reuven. I'm makir the other. Even in colloquial, in modern Hebrew, when you makir something, means you acknowledge another country's sovereignty. In other words, makir means to recognize, in a sense, to acknowledge the presence of the other. That's what das at the end of the day is, the havana and the tfis of the other. L'moshel, let's take it into an area that we can translate into our musagim. If a bal chai sees a person coming at it, its mind is tofes and translates it into how quickly. Does he look menacing? How should I run? It's reacting to the thing with it itself being its own metzias. To be mock as someone else and to say he has a right to be himself, he is an other entity, that's a power that's uniquely human, and that's something that lies in the koyach of das. So das means when it's a chibur to something else. Everyone says, the Welt says, das is a chibur to something else. There's a much finer point in it. I can have many avodim. I'm not mechubur to any avodim. Avodim shfachas don't create a chibur. The yada richter of the balabayas. That's not, I don't say that I know my eved because I can get him to do whatever I want. He's a yada richter. It's a stick. It's not an entity. Vayera eschava means he was eschava to an other. There's the hakara of the other that lies in the das. And that's the pshat when it says das is somebody that's makir as boiroi. There are two ways of looking at a Kadosh Baruch Hu. I can look at a Kadosh Baruch Hu and factor it in as something that will affect my life. If I put on towels and film, it'll be good. Don't, not good. But I'm not makir in a Kadosh Baruch Hu. I'm weary of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's like the Kusim that came to live and they asked, tell us a little bit. They got Negoyim, they said, the Aroyas, they said, tell us how we should play the game over here. They weren't being mocking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They said, listen, what's the name of the game over here? Who controls the Aroyas over here and how do you get him off our back? That was their tfisa. So the world of Das and the world of Anava come together in that in as one. In as much as I have a sense of self, and in as much as that sense of self is my fixed mitzias, I can't listen to somebody else. I mean, I can certainly do the pool of listening. If I get paid to listen to somebody, I'm a doctor, so I listen to his complaint and I prescribe what I need to prescribe. But I'm not being mocking the other person. It's not shmi in the real sense of the word. It's riyah. It's just like I can look at X-ray, I can hear what the person says where it hurts. But betzim, it's riyah. The same thing could be a psychiatrist. He has his shita, he has his theories, he has his understandings. The person is a heftza, and he puts the person through the process, and it's like an X-ray, just using the ears as a nayim. To dehear the other person, and to the head of the other entity, in as much as I have a sense of self, I cannot. In as much as I a person's fixed, my havan and tefis is the only thing that exists, then there's no way to be kill another person's havan and tefis in my mitzias. So I only keep translating into my language. What you're saying, you must mean this. What you're saying, you must mean this. The effort to understand the other inyan as being something that's not within my framework of understanding requires putting yourself down as an anav, as a makabel v'chulhu. That was Moshe Rabbeinu. As soon as the Mishkan was the makom avoda, avoda is this process of a person trying to be makir in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there now was a metzias, an other makom, an other world, where there was a presence that I could be makir, and the oifen to do it was karbanis. That was the metzias, it was karbanis. Karbanis means a person gives up of himself. Every pool of giving up of yourself forces an awareness that there's something else. It came with a special kavana that it should be l'rotzin, l'nachas ruach, l'reach nichoyach. It was all the kavanas that you needed in kavanas was, I'm interested in evoking your rotzin toiv. That's a pa'ula v'ispatlos that was the heart of the Mishkan and so on. Moshe Rabbeinu's darg was much higher. Moshe Rabbeinu's darga was, like it says over here, Moshe Rabbeinu's darga was, my dibur to you is chaviv. If I talk to somebody and I see that the person is listening to me very perfunctionarily, he's listening to me professionally. He's interested in analyzing what I have to say and tell me his diagnosis. I don't have the satisfaction. The kairos ruach of dibur doesn't exist. The kairos ruach of dibur is when you talk to someone and the person acknowledges me for what I am. He's interested in being makim me, and is makim me for what I am. That's when a person has a kairos ruach in dibur. If the dibur is just a chetimsa for the other person to practice his profession, or the other person has no choice for whatever reason, there's little kairos ruach in the dibur. The kairos ruach in the dibur is when the other person is mekablet and accepts it as such. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu. My dibur is chaviv to you. My dibur to you is chaviv means because what other people accomplish on one level with hakrava and trying to evoke ratzon, you accomplish by listening. In every dibur to Moshe there was a chavivus because Moshe Rabbeinu was listening. To the other Umas HaOlam, it says Vayikar, it was incidental. Incidental to what? It doesn't mean that it happened a few times. It means to the person it's incidental. I tell, you know, if I have to listen to somebody because I've got to do it, he's my boss, I need a favor, whatever it is, that meeting is called incidental to myself. That's called Vayikar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't come to Bilam because Bilam was mishtoikik for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you're mishtoikik for something, means that's you. If he came to Bilam because Bilam needed a favor. I happen to need now some directions. I need a map. Tell me, should I go, should I not go? What should I do? But I happen to need you. But it's not the pshat that it's in my metzias. To Moshe, there was a dibur because when Moshe was kuloi oizen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe was kuloi batul, and b'meila HaKadosh Baruch Hu's diburim were the fulfillment. A lashon tumah is like a zaynus tumah because it doesn't mean anything to me. It's just a chetimtza for taiva. A person that I see my fulfillment in, that's called the kriya shel chibur. So in every dibur there was a kriya shel chibur because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was speaking to Moshe. Moshe was a kli kibul for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the in. The other point we point out in Rashi, why is it the hefsik in the parashas, Yochel hefsik, the hefsik in the parashas is where Moshe needed to do it himself. In other words, Torah has two ends to it. There's Hashpah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then there is my own tefisa in it. We've spoken about it a lot of times. I don't want to be married just to be mashim linyan here. The hefzik, the revak in parash parashas boinein was HaKadosh Baruch Hu stopped speaking, and now it's Moshe understanding. It's not the pshat you need a break. I mean, and okay, chill out a bit. It was the pshat that Moshe Rabbeinu, this in Torah itself, there's Torah delay, and there's Torah Hashem. Torah Hashem came with a kriya of chiba and a dibur. Teres Moshe came with Afsaka and no Kriya. Adrabah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mesalik himself so that Moshe himself could be Torah delay. Had HaKadosh Baruch Hu not been Mesalik himself, had there been a Musig of a Kriya in that Revach, there'd be no Pchin of Torah delay. That is the parasha over here with Moshe and the Das and so on. There's a parallel parasha to it, and I would like to point it out. In Parsha Zohar, it says that Shmuel came to Shaul and had a whole to do with him, and so on and so forth. And Shaul says, "What do you mean? I did what you told me to." Vayomer Shmuel, "Hachefetz Lashem be'olus uzvachim kishmoya bekol Hashem." Does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want olus uzvachim as much as he wants shmiya? Hinei. Shmoya mizevach toiv lahakshiv mechelev elim. In other words, Shmuel is pointing out to Shaul that the teichen of karbanis at the bottom of the line is izbatlus, and therefore, even when a person is if the choice is between a karban to shmoya, isn't shmoya what you want? You have to understand something here. Shaul wasn't playing a game with Shmuel. It wasn't that I mean, he was pretending to Shmuel. He was talking to Shmuel. He understood very well he's talking to Navi Hashem. But Shaul, the ultimate that a person can do is to be makriv things to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to give up everything. So, I needed this money to give it up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Isn't that the greatest thing a person can do? Bal Karchach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu must have meant something else. Bal Karchach, that Tzivui was to destroy things that can't be a carbon. Shaul was not lying. Shaul was this is what he had heard, and the reason why he had heard it that way was because his shmir was not in that darga, and b'meila what he heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu was one thing, and Shmuel told him that's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu meant, and as Shmuel says weiter, he says ki chatas kesem meri ve'oven usrofim haftzar. It's an avera of kishuf, and the word haftzar means literally the word haftzar means to beg somebody a lot, to nudge somebody a lot. What's the combination? He says it's a kishuf type inyan, and haftzar it could mean kishuf, it could mean some form taich it as meaning meloshen, like when you ask somebody too hard. The pshat is like this. Kishuf is a close kin of Avodas Hashem. A person is dealing with... The difference is, Kishuf tries to take HaKadosh Baruch Hu and use him for your own needs. Kishuf stands and says, I recognize there are kohos above me. I recognize that there's something bigger than me. But I know how to play the game and make use of it. So just like somebody's meeting somebody else and try to manipulate him, kishuf is the manipulation of kochos ruchniyim. Haftar is also like that. When I ask somebody for a favor, so the first asking, when I come to somebody and say, I need your help for this, there's a certain izbatlus. I can't do it myself. Would you please help me? So within the bakasha there lies a certain hisbatlus. If I nudge somebody, if I say you've got to do it, you can't leave us and so on, I'm beginning to manipulate the other person. Instead of in that inyan lying a recognition of the other person, it's not a recognition of the other person as the person he is, as the Metzias he is, but rather as a tool for myself. And I take it, and that's why Kishuv is so chomer, because I'm taking something that is, Ruchnius is meant to have me recognize. Das is somebody that's makir in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And instead of that, it's not that I'm makir in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I take it as a fact and try to subordinate HaKadosh Baruch Hu to myself. It's the opposite of being Makkah, in the sense of Makkah being to understand that it is a Metzias, and my Metzias is Batel. I'm saying Fakert, I will take its Metzias Mivata to my Metzias. That's the Das that it says about Moshe Rabbeinu didn't go with HaKadosh Baruch Hu calling him. He didn't impose his self onto the Mishkan to use the Mishkan. It was only the Mishkan. He had the das because he was makir in Bayre. It's a big inyan. It's nageya a lot. Some things are more subtle, something less subtle. When a person comes in, first of all, in the havanas ha-Torah, a person who is a bal seichel and a bal das does like, it has his havana and his tfis of things. It's hard when a person learns a sugya, an inyan, a point, anything, it's very hard not to try to take it and to use it to flesh out my muskolas. It's a riot, Shtickle Torah. I said, if I don't understand it well, it's probably what I said before. It's probably like what I said before. To be toifus that something is that I have to break my head and say, I don't understand it now, and I need to break my head and to understand it, that requires a pnimistic anivus. It requires an ear to hear it. My ear has to take away all my preconceptions and try to listen to it and understand it for itself. That is a certain gvuras hanefesh. It's a big gvuras hanefesh for people that are chachamim, that are big chachamim, when they need to be mevatel and say, it doesn't fit into anything I know until now, I need to build a whole new understanding because of this. On a more practical level, people, the hardest nisoyin in ruchnius is when you identify with something. A person is making a dovah toiv, kirov, a shul, a tztaka, an institution, whatever. And a person's motives are good, and he's giving up, and he's sacrificing, and he's killing himself to it, and he comes up against an iser. He comes up against a reason why it's not right to do it, or you shouldn't do it, or whatever. It's probably the hardest nisoyin, because it's not the Yetzer Tov against the Yetzer Hara. It's the Churi Yetzer Tov against the Yetzer Tov. And it's very tough. Here, I'm holding by doing this, and it's so great as that, and whatever it is a hitch. Understanding that everything, all the mitzvahs are a chetimtza, to be mevatla rotzen b'fnei rotzen, is the core of Torah. Every mitzvah, before there was a mitzvah, there was a kriya from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the person. Before everything, it is Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. Vayikra, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is calling out. Every mitzvah is only a chetimtza to do something that's right, to be mevatel sounds right. So if it's the greatest, the best, most wonderful thing in the world, but the Devar Hashem is not to do it, then what's the point of it? That is the ultimate teichen. The place that Chazal pointed out in the world of so called toiv, where there was an Isoin of Amalek, lay in this point. That it ultimately, all of Torah is the recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Metzias, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Tzivuyim are not just bits and pieces. In every Tzivuy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, this is where I am. And if there's an Isser at a certain point that can't be surmounted, shouldn't be surmounted, whatever it is, then it's a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Then what do you mean it's you're doing a Gevaldika thing? It'll be such a Gevaldika To'elis. A Kaddish Baruch Hu doesn't need To'elis. A Kaddish Baruch Hu needs Das, that a person is Makir as Bayre. And the Do Ispe Malespe. If a person has that awareness, then he has everything. Muhammad is one thing, but the Makom Nisoyan for Klal Yisrael Amalek was in Parshas Shol, and the Musa Haskel for the world of Ruchnius was that at the end of the day, Shmoya is Toiv Mizevach. Mizevach Toiv Shmoya, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu rather has, because the content of everything at the end of the day is the Shmiya to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Hakara of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Adarabba, if a person does it in a Mokom Nisoyen, if a person's Oymed more than the whole Mishkan, more than all Karbanis, this is the Nekuda HaMerkazis of the Mishkan Karbanis, more than the entire Mishkan, Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, the Zohar and the Kesem Vinim I don't need. I need the Das that's a Kli Yoker. And in Shul, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, more than the Zvachim and all that, I don't need. What I need is the Shmoya and the Hakshif.
Yeah.
What?
Can I ask you something?
Yeah. Empty clean. How did the whole of them get?
There was a certain thing. Yeah.